This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To talk about whatever is on your mind, that toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, what did you do on your Memorial Day or your government approved day off, however you wish to phrase it?
Well, my truck broke on Sunday.
That's always convenient.
In a bad way. And that's what I did all Monday.
Fixing the truck?
Working on the truck and not getting it fixed because I can't figure out what the hell the problem is. I ended up buying another truck on Monday.
Wow.
So you found
somewhere that Monday fast? That was open and selling vehicles?
I happened to know someone who had a vehicle who was selling it, and I just happened to jump on that bandwagon. And that's what I've been doing today is getting it up and running because it had its own issues. So here I am, Mr. Frugal. I love, number one list on being frugal, number one, cut out the middleman. You save so much money if you could just get rid of that middleman, do it yourself. You know, just sure. You got YouTube, there's plenty of guys out there who are, they got how-tos, you know, YouTube Academy.
I hate doing car work.
Exactly.
Well,
that's where I am. I loathe it. I loathe it. But I love saving money. So there it is. I'm stuck in the middle. What you going to do?
I see.
I like it depending on what it is. I mean, if it's replacing an air compressor or a starter or something like that, something relatively simple, yeah. I wouldn't say I love it, but I don't mind taking the time to do it.
Yeah.
But when it starts to getting into these more complicated things, like you mentioned, maybe the catalytic converter on your truck.
Two of them. And they're not cheap, but that's the reason. Okay. It's not necessarily that it is so fused to the bottom of my truck from all of the nasty salt that we have to drive through the winter. Mm-hmm. You know,
it should be easy to get off. Just hit it with a hammer, and thanks to all the salt, it'll just, like, the rusted bolts will break.
In some instances, you got to cut the damn thing off.
Yeah.
But I'm actually looking at the prices of them, and it's like, is my truck even worth that?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's an important question.
So I got a new one, and I went through the whole rigmarole. I got it all registered today. I went through their stupid fiery hoops of working with the DMV. I had to call in Concord, and I had to schedule an appointment
in Keene or in Keene. Concord.
And I took all my information, my title, and the registration I got from the city side. Mm-hmm. I took it to a drop-off box at the DMV. And by the way, this is a process that takes like 15 minutes, so the line isn't long.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in an envelope. I bought some envelopes at Walmart because I didn't have any. Put all my information in a stupid envelope with my information on the top. And waited a couple of hours. And they called me back and got my credit card information. And then they got my plates. And then I had to drive back.
Huh.
And I had to knock on the door politely. And I had to wait for someone to come to the door. They're all masked up. And by the way, check this out. Two either reserved or National Guard underneath a pavilion at the front of the DMV with boxes of masks, and then some either civilian or a contractor or someone. There's three guys all standing at parade rest, just standing there. No one in the parking lot. I was the only person in the parking lot, and you had three human beings.
Did they have a pop-up tent or something like that?
They had like a pavilion with no walls.
So what were they doing, giving away the masks?
All PPEs. I think they had gloves as well. So when you went into the stupid establishment there to do whatever for your appointment, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so they weren't giving them away to just anybody who came by and was like, hey, I want some gloves or whatever.
They might have if you asked nicely, but it's, you know, our DMV is kind of off in the woods, so it's not near any of the stores or whatnot. But that probably wouldn't have happened.
I think they're giving them away. And the reason I say this is because I was in, I think it was Milford, which is kind of on the way to Manchester from where we are here in New Hampshire. We're on the west side of New Hampshire in Keene. And I had stopped off there. I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's getting harder, or it's been difficult for the last 2 months to find places
with an open bathroom.
With a bathroom. Like, the first time that it affected me, I was in Nashua. I went to the Chick-fil-A, and that's when they had closed for the first time or whatever, they were doing drive-through and they were doing takeout only. But at the time, you could still go into the building. Now you can't even go into the Chick-fil-A. Now you have to sit out in the parking lot and call in an order or use their app. And then they come and bring it out to you. But at this point, it was very early, you could still walk in, but they had the bathrooms closed off. So even though they were open to the public, you could not go into their public restroom at that point. And so that was, you know, then I went to this place. A few weeks later, I found myself in Milford. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try a government building. I know they've got like a DVD or a police station. Or DVD, did I say DVD? I did. A police station or DMV, yeah, which was right next to the road. So I went there, and there's a cop actually parked out front, just kind of sitting across multiple spaces, right? Uh-huh. He wasn't in a space. And so I pull up, and then within a minute of me pulling up, he gets out of his car and walks over to me.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, and I rolled down my window. I was like, is there something I can help you with? And he says, masks? I said, what?
You're looking for masks?
I said, are you here? He says, are you here for masks? I said, no. I was going to, you know, go to the DMV or whatever. And he was like, oh, well, they're closed. So you'll have to go online or whatever. And then he goes away. It sounds like that out in front of DMVs, they've got some sort of cop or military or whoever, yeah, or National Guard, sitting out there with some sort of inventory of masks.
They had boxes
giving them
and
away.
Boxes of them. I mean, it was, you know, they weren't going to run out anytime soon.
I guess he had them in the back of his cruiser because he didn't have anything else except for his cruiser.
Yeah, it's just, I tell you what, it's like half of the population hasn't seen the latest results from the bigwigs, from the, mm-hmm, you know, the heroes of the doctor heroes of our country who got us into this mess months ago.
What is the latest news from them?
They're all like, hey, Fauci himself. He's like, I think we need to go back to work. This is not hurting. This is hurting the country. This, mm-hmm, is hurting the economic future of our country.
See,
we kind of,
like,
need to go back to work.
I wasn't going to source Fauci when I disagreed with him. I'm not going to quote him now.
And that's the thing. They're back and forth. They, yeah, change their minds about everything. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they are intentionally trying to confuse the hell out of people. And it looks like it's working.
Well, they're trying to confuse people, and they're trying to intimidate them as well. I had an instance today where I was talking with a business owner whose name I'm not going to reveal because I told him I wouldn't. But he is being currently threatened by the Keene police, who came by and issued him a packet of papers with a two-page letter from the chief of police on the top, and beneath that, multiple pages of color photographs of people hanging out and enjoying themselves on their outdoor seating area at
the narcs,
this particular place.
The narcs are out full.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a Karen who did this.
It was actually not just a Karen, but it was the woman who owns the place next door.
The competition.
The competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that only makes sense they'll use this to their advantage. Kind of like that hairdresser lady who was like, we can't go back to work. If they go back to work, it's going to hurt our business.
Right.
Well, why don't you all go back to work?
Well,
look at the stats. Look at the stats.
They're afraid. He was threatened by the Keene police with possibly taking his business license, of course.
His liquor license.
Committing a so-called misdemeanor charge of violating the governor's orders. And also potential, you know, fines as well. So, I mean, which way do you want to ruin your business? Do you want to ruin your business by just obeying all the government rules and being just sucked dry because you got to keep paying the rent and no one's coming in because you can't do business the way you want to do business?
Or have your business ruined from fines and court fees.
Right. Or do what he was doing, which is to allow his customers to come and do what they want because you can't control people.
Yeah, my body, my choice.
And it, certainly you can't control people at, like, you know, a local bar who are probably imbibing alcohol and not, you know, likely to listen to what you have to say to them. So, you know, and he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to get out there and tell his customers, you got to do this, you got to do that, you want to eat here, you got to do this, A, B, C, D, and E, and that's no fun. Nobody wants to have to do that to their customers. So does he do that and try to keep his customers in line, but then they're going to screw it up, and then somebody's going to snitch, and then he's going to get fined? And, I mean, he's super frustrated, and super scared because he doesn't think, you know, I'm like, hey, I know a good attorney who might be interested in your case, and he doesn't think you can beat City Hall. And for the most part, you can't, although there have been some times where it's happened.
Well, it's only going to get worse from our city.
I think on this note, the City Hall could be beaten because they're enforcing an order effectively that is just a suggestion.
That's what we would believe.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
Well, that's the legal writing
of it.
That's
our legal opinion of the legal writing of it.
Yeah, but we're not attorneys. So, 855-450-3733. How are businesses supposed to operate when even with outdoor dining, they're being threatened?
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
Don't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. For those who really value their privacy, they should know that there's no know-your-customer identification requirements to create an account or even to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about Karens here and masks again, because masks are the thing to talk about now.
Muzzles.
I've noticed here in Keene that the percentage of people wearing masks is on a sharp decline.
I have not seen that.
And it was never very high in the first place.
And you're observing this where?
On Main Street, where I work, mm-hmm. for the most part.
So you see a fair amount of people coming by.
Yes, there's a fair bit of traffic. And I have seen significantly fewer people wearing masks last week as opposed to 2 weeks ago. And it was never more than maybe 20-25% in the first place, I think.
Wow,
maybe 50%
We do not live in the same part of town, because numbers...
We know for a fact we don't.
My numbers are reverse that. In fact, today when I was out and about... I was in Aldi's today, 25 people in there, mm-hmm. and I was the only person all of Aldi's that did not have a mask.
See, when I've been in Aldi, it's been like half and half.
Yeah, this is the worst day I've ever seen.
Walmart has seemed like maybe 60% mask off, 40% mask on. I feel like it's close, but not overwhelming in
It's probably a sample bias. You know, there on Main Street where I work, the type of person who is not as concerned about the virus is going to be the type of person who walks through Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of person who is concerned about it enough to wear a mask is not going to be walking down Main Street.
Yeah,
They're going to go to the grocery store and probably nothing else.
Some of the people who live downtown are 1 point from being juggalos. they're a different kind of folk, for sure.
But Keene, the city of Keene, evidently wants to force people. Now, we saw this in the town of Nashua recently, where
It's a city. It's the second largest city in the
state. Okay, so this is actually a city.
It practically borders Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, it's considered North Boston.
Okay, the city of Nashua city council passed an ordinance requiring people to wear face masks or face $1,000 in fines, I think
that's right.
It was.
Yeah. Now, they had tried it in Salem a couple weeks before this.
And they
decided to table it because of the dissident, the outrage.
Now, something else that Nashua has done, and I've not seen this confirmed anywhere, but I've heard it from people who have been Nashua, is that they closed off one lane on each side of Main Street so that restaurants could put tables and chairs out there and expand their outdoor seated area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the city of Keene wanted to do that, I would be in favor of it, because it wouldn't cause me any real problems. I don't drive down Main Street, and because it would help all of the local businesses in the area provide for more customers.
Go ahead.
The city of Keene hasn't mentioned that, as far as I'm aware. They just want to copy Nashua in how they control people.
Yeah, no, there has been talk about somehow opening up the sidewalk area. I don't know if that's going to include actually closing a road.
It could just be closing Main Street parking. That would be the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. They wouldn't even have to close an entire lane.
I don't know if it's gone that far, but there has been talk from some of these city councilors that there needs to be something done because you can't have, if you can only have 20% inside your building. The only way to alleviate that is to bring them outside on the sidewalk, and there's not enough room, and I think they're trying to remain in the rules that have been passed down to us, and they're trying to work with it one way or the other. Whether you agree with them or not, I don't, because the easiest solution is just to remove the stupid 20-25% or whatever occupancy rule there is.
But the city of Keene can't do that. I think the occupancy rule is 0%. You can't have any people seated indoor, as I understand it, right?
I think it depends
on
the
state. In all of New Hampshire, you cannot have indoor seating.
Okay.
Wow. That's just stupid.
Is it?
That's just, well, that explains why they want them all outside on the sidewalk.
Right, but if you're out on the sidewalk, then everybody can see, and all the snitches come by and take pictures, and they apparently send them to the police department.
Not if you have a flashy OK ribbon from whoever's in charge, from the authority, from the chief of police, saying, I have permission to put people out in my yard.
Well, you have permission, supposedly, from the governor's orders, but if they're not obeying all the stupid rules that go along with it, because there's literally like a page and a half, 2 pages plus of dozens of rules.
They're going to have to
be followed.
They're going to have to hire new employees just to be snitches, just to walk around
yeah.
and with a clipboard.
Corona enforcer.
With a check mark, checking the boxes. It's stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's so ridiculous. Well, you think that's stupid.
So look, tell me about the latest stupid idea from the city of Keene.
So basically, you brought up Nashua, and a lot of times these progressive leaders we have here,
Leaders, they're not leaders.
Yeah, I know, right? They get ideas from other cities in New Hampshire or other states. Like, for example, the stupid blue line down Marlboro Street all the way to the police. That wasn't our idea.
Definitely wasn't my idea.
Right.
they got the idea from other municipalities across the country who were doing this. Like, oh, my God, look, that's such a great idea. Let's do that.
And
that'll,
they did it.
That'll put Keene on the map.
And then they redid it.
Well, here it is. And I'm so surprised. 2 weeks ago on this show, I talked about a banner that they had on the city of Keene's website. It had 13 of 15 city councilors, minus the mayor.
There are 15 city councilors?
There are 15 and the mayor.
I thought there were five.
So basically, three of our leaders weren't on this banner, but every single one was all masked up with their own homemade masks, and the caption below was like, you need to do this to save lives.
Yeah.
And if you need information on how to do this better, come to our website.
If you don't do it, you don't care about other people.
So when I saw that stupid banner on our City of Keene website, I knew...
It's not my City of Keene's website.
I knew this was coming. What is it coming? Mandatory masks. At least in businesses, and if these guys have their way, mandatory masks all
everywhere
throughout the damn
I don't think they're
county.
Stupid enough to try this in Keene, man.
They're pretty stupid.
No, they're pretty stupid. And this guy who's brought it up, he is the nanny of them all. This comes from our own Sentinel newspaper, which is probably on the decline.
Oh, dude, they're raising money, dude. Did you see that? The newspaper in town, which has, by the way, been a very successful paper that's been around for...
GoFundMe money, or...?
Yeah! They've got a fundraiser, and I think they made their goal. They were looking for, like, $30,000.
Well, they're not making money. They are staying afloat.
They're trying their damnedest by
donations.
Begging for money.
Exactly. They're on their decline.
Yeah, well, all advertiser-supported media is struggling. Radio, television, newsprint, and newsprint worse than radio and television because they were already seeing a decline in readership.
Definitely. A city councilor has announced his intention to propose an ordinance that would require people to wear face masks while in Keene businesses.
So not while you're out on the streets, while you're in the Keene businesses. Let's get further into this article. What do you think about this ordinance from the city of Keene? 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing affordable options for insulin to seniors with diabetes under Medicare.
Participating plans will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president says the price of insulin is currently through the roof. House Republicans are suing Democrats over a plan to permit proxy voting on the House floor. That's according to aides for Senate Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Republicans filing the lawsuit in federal court on Tuesday as the House plans to begin proxy voting on Wednesday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 530 points to finish the day at 24,995. The S&P gained 36. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, John Ratcliffe was sworn in as the new Director of National Intelligence. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News why the Director of National Intelligence plays a key role in keeping America safe.
That position oversees the 17 individual agencies involved in intelligence collection in this country. And that's a very important role. It makes sure that everyone is focused on the job of the intelligence community, which is to be involved in operations, to gather information, and to analyze information, and to provide that analysis and information to policymakers.
Some companies are adding coronavirus surcharges to bills, ticking off customers enough to take their business elsewhere. Ted Rossman, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com, says many customers are angry about the charges. Rossman also notes that roughly 86% of respondents from an American Express survey say they would stop patronizing a business if it applied a surcharge to receipts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
You got Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about face masks again because our own little town of Keene has decided that, a person within the city of Keene, followed by at least two others, has decided that it might be a good idea to try to force the entire population of Keene to wear masks while entering businesses. And of course,
it's all about getting Keene on the map. That's all they care about, being like the other progressive cities and states that have also done this.
And of course, we're not the only people with strong thoughts on masks. We've got Frigo Paul calling via Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. Frigo Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, not much. I'm just happy that I don't have to go to my corporate job today where sometimes I have to be the CDC enforcer, and it feels so totally gross and yucky. I remember before I was an employee, I waited in this big long line to get into the place, and then when I got in, I forgot my paint sample, and I exited to go grab it very quick, and the lady working the door, because now retail places have bouncers, essentially, dune bouncers, and it's really a shame that I have to play along with that. But she got so mad, you know, because I said, I just want to come back in. You already counted me. And I had to wait twice, and I just was, like, really doing everything I could to just remain calm and peaceful. And then the irony is that I wound up, you know, getting a job once I got inside, and it's a double-edged sword because of course, I can save up some money and do great things with that. But, you know, sometimes now it's my job to stand there and count people in the door, and we have to stay at a 175 maximum per Governor Gavin Newsom, or Nuisance, or Nukem, or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, so
Nukem, I like that one.
So how do you handle it if somebody wants to enter your establishment not wearing a mask?
Oh, I just let them right in. I let them right in because I know there's so many Karen coworkers of mine that are going to give them a hard time once they're in there that I, you know, yeah.
Okay.
I just let them in, yeah.
And can you say where you work?
I don't know.
The category? How about the category of store?
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah, it's a home improvement giant.
Okay.
Sounds like,
And don't guess.
I'm not, but... Okay. But I've seen what you had to deal with. I've seen it. I've seen the cattle railings that keep you all in check. So you're
right, walking,
following the arrows, and then you got a guy with
the little mouse mazes. Yeah,
and he's got a walkie, and he's being signaled when the numbers are insufficient, and you can let new folk in, and it's icky. I would never want to do that. I think I would quit.
My favorite part about that job is when they just let me roam the parking lot collecting the carts, because I can have my headphones in, I can listen to you guys, and I can take my mask off because I'm in the open air and I've got the vitamin D coming down through the sunshine. And so I'm lobbying for want of a better phrase, to get more of those kinds of hours because, yeah.
That's really frustrating, man.
Telling people what to do.
Yeah, well, I hope it works out, and I hope that they give you the hours that you want. Thank you so much for the call. I also have been spending, I don't know whether or not being out in the sun actually makes a person healthier or not, but I've been spending a lot of time in the sun for whatever it's worth, and of course,
well, if you spend too much, you might get skin cancer.
Oh, no.
That's a future ARIA problem.
But this is happening to people all over the place, where folks who otherwise don't want to have to be a part of this nonsense have to be a part of it because it's happening where they work. Because corporate America is coming down like a hammer on people as much as they can. Now, they, to some extent, you know, they can make a decision as far as whether or not they really want people without masks in the store. It is private property, and they could.
But they don't want the liability.
But there's a potential lawsuit for, correct, you know, not following health care privacy rules and things like that.
Some of these establishments aren't taking any risk,
yeah,
and they're going to do whatever because
they pretty much have to let you in.
Because they don't want to get sued.
And so, but that said, you know, this whole corporate America thing is where a lot of this mass compliance is coming from, because they all have signage up on the doors saying things like, we respectfully request, or we ask, or we, you know, encourage. There's all these words, you know, where they say, look, basically you need to have a mask on when you come in here. And most people want to do what they're told. You know, they don't want to rock the boat.
They had one of those up at the bank that I went to today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's got a closed lobby, so I had to call and make an appointment, all of that.
Yep.
But I didn't wear a mask when I went in, and they didn't ask me to. They didn't give me any sort of hard time about it. I was actually surprised as I sat there and realized that I wasn't wearing a mask, and I was probably expected to.
It hasn't happened to me yet. No one has said anything to me about wearing a mask at any business, anywhere. Has it to you come in?
Tractor Supply. And today, okay, I was in a liquor store, and I went to go get a box,
mm-hmm,
to put some bottles in, and I got yelled at. I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't do that. Stop. I have to do that. I have to handle the boxes.
But they didn't yell at you over the mask, not having a mask on.
Not yet. Not yet. But I haven't.
But Tractor Supply did?
Tractor Supply did, and there are a couple of establishments here. Like, for example, Harbor Freight, mm-hmm, of all the friggin' establishments that would require masks, they had their sign up, the big monster sign. So I kept on walking. I'm just going to go there and just browse, and mm-hmm, no, so they're not getting my business. But
that's one way to do it. But I'm talking about visiting places that have the signage up that says, you know, you have to wear a mask to enter, and going in there to do your shopping anyway, which is what I would do.
I know people have done it. I've looked in through the window, and I can see people without masks. So yep, I know people are doing this, but I will
not
shop
to.
There. I will, yep, not shop there.
I don't blame you.
And by the way, I agree. I respect the fact that they are private entities.
What are you going to do if the city council ordinance passes and then every place is now requiring a mask.
That will be different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially if it's like a food store, grocery store. If it's Aldi and they are only complying with the city of Keene,
mm-hmm.
then I'll just walk right in there.
Okay.
And I hope that doesn't come.
With no mask.
And I hope that doesn't come because I don't want to, like you just said, I don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
And especially if it's a private organization. I don't want it because they're doing what they are jumping through the hoops that they have to. And I, by the way, I disagree that it is corporate America's fault. They are only doing all of this because of the liability that has been pushed down on them because of government. Government is and they are only doing it because of the technocrats out there who have made. Made faulty charts, faulty data that has none of it has turned out to be truthful. The data has all fallen through the down into the downward spiral of false data. And so it starts with them, it starts with the technocrats, and it goes to the government,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes to the and then corporate America is only working off of
what liability do you think they're afraid of? The liability of government prosecution or the liability of people suing them?
If just one of their employees gets sick,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't jump through every likely scenario or every safety concern. In order to keep their employees safe, that employee can come back, find himself a good lawyer, and sue the crap out of that company. Especially if it's one of these big, especially if it's a big company. And those are, and as we know, those are the only companies that are running right now.
In the legal system that we live in. But I also haven't heard of any attempts from employees yet
because those entities are. Taking advantage, they are following every health concern possible.
But we had the CVS employee here in Keene who contracted COVID-19,
and they have signs all over their windows,
none of which have they enforced.
And the employees have to wear masks,
sure,
and gloves a lot of the times.
Uh-huh.
But it's the signage that's what'll save you as long as they have jumped through all the fiery hoops.
But that's not the case at all. I mean, according to that legal world they live in, CVS is required to not let people into the building without wearing masks, according to that interpretation of the governor's orders. And yet CVS wasn't doing that. They've been allowing people in without masks, without gloves, without all that. They've only been requiring it of employees.
Correct.
But it's not the employees that are going to get the employees sick. It's the customers who are going to get the employees sick.
Correct.
So it's all bizarre.
It's all bizarre.
This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Been calling it out ever, you know, since day one, and the numbers are coming. The stats have proven that yes, in fact, you know, this is right now. The numbers prove that it's a little bit worse than the flu season, than the annual flu season. And I believe.
Can you tell us about the Keene story, because we've read like one sentence from it.
And I believe that when we do scrub the numbers properly, it might take a year, but it will be proven that this epidemic was just a regular flu season, all bullcrap. Here's the good news. If we go to the Facebook page, I know a lot of people...
But we still don't know what the city of Keene or who is responsible for it or what they're trying to do.
All right, let's get into it.
Or why they're trying to do it.
All right, so brought to us by Mr. Nanny himself. If you go back in history, he seems to be the leading the charge on a lot of these nanny movements here in Keene. It's just like, and I'm sure he scrubs the newspaper, he scrubs the news, just looking for great ideas that he could bring,
take the article?
That he could bring to the people of King. Counselor, and here he is, Counselor at Large, Randy Filio.
Normally we don't talk about the names because it's irrelevant, right? Like people in somewhere in Ohio don't really care who in Keene, which bureaucrat's doing whatever, politician. But this guy, longtime listeners may remember, he was on the Colbert Report. When they did the free Keene Robin Hooding episode.
And they made him look like the only smart guy on the whole program.
Yeah,
everyone else looked like an idiot, except
this
guy.
He hates libertarians.
Well, see, the take I got from watching it was that everyone looked like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
including him.
Yeah.
So anyways, Filio, if you Google his stupid name.
Is it Filio and not Filiot?
No, it's Filio.
Okay.
Throughout his authoritarian rule here in Keene, he's led the charge on all kinds of nanny events. He is the Karen of Keene, for sure.
What's the male name for Karen? Is there a male version of that?
I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. I don't think
no,
we ever reached a consensus.
We came up with other names, other female names for other generations. So you have like Jen. Jen would be Generation X.
Okay.
And then I think Sophie is Generation Z. But anyways, no male names yet. We'll have to work on that.
I'm sure somebody watching...
Charles.
I'm sure somebody watching at, you know, twitch.freetalklive.com or dlive.freetalklive.com has an idea.
They gotta know.
All right, Charles.
Somebody's already figured this out.
So anyways, this Nimrod, he posted on Facebook this Sunday, 2 days ago, that he intends to draft an ordinance and submit to city council, or submit it to the council, the mayor, city manager, and city attorneys today. So this took place today. The ordinance will be influenced by a similar measure passed recently in Nashua.
Which was, by the way, opposed by over 50 people who gathered in front of Nashua City Hall on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock and did not wear masks and were not molested by the police in that case.
Now, we also looked into when exactly the city council meets again. It turns out it's next
Thursday,
not this coming up Thursday. Right. So it's like 10 days out at this point, or 9 days, whatever it is.
And that will only be passed down to a subcommittee
for
another week,
right.
And then it will be brought back to city council. So this is not happening for this will not even be voted
a
on
month
by
at least
if it is even okayed.
Yeah,
it will not be voted on for an entire month.
Right,
and the numbers will only have gone down even more
by that point. The state of New Hampshire is likely to be pretty well open, and
we,
I put that in
hope.
Quotation marks for
we
those
hope.
Who aren't watching on video, but
you know. Just as an aside, just thinking about this ridiculous nonsense with these online meetings, right? Because
Chad is the male Karen.
Chad?
Okay. Yeah. No.
Thanks, Sammy.
No, Chad is the, he's like a jock.
No, that's Thad.
No, it's Chad.
Chad. Somebody did name that a Chad, I think, at some point.
Thad is the frat boy of today.
I've heard it as Chad.
It's Chad, so Chad won't work for a Karen.
Chad and, like, Stacy.
I'm thinking,
right?
I like Charles.
Chuck?
Charles,
a.k.a. Chuck?
Maybe.
Isn't Chuck short for Charles?
I don't know about that.
I think it is. No?
Anyway, I mean, it's supposed to be, but why?
What was your aside?
I don't know.
Ian, what was your aside?
These online meetings, right? So, and these are happening all around the country.
Right.
Where, you used to go to a city council meeting? Well, now you can't go. Now you can only watch it online. So you don't have any ability to, you know, have whatever minuscule influence you might have had by actually packing a room full of people. Can't do that anymore.
But they would say they wanted more participation, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't want anyone in that room
with
them.
Well, this proves it. They are not even going to allow you to sit in the same room with them now.
Oh, but you can write in.
Whoopie-doo.
I know.
But here's my question, because the city council...
Is Nashua not also doing online-only meetings?
I presume they are.
But they were still affected by going in front of City Hall and protesting?
I doubt that they would have been affected at all.
Well, I thought
that's just the place
where
they had their...
or something, didn't they?
No, Salem.
Oh.
And those are selectmen. I don't know how they do their meetings.
They just had it... They had it in front of City Hall just because that's where they had it. What I wanted to say about this, though, was... Here in Keene, New Hampshire, we are unusual in that a lot of city council meetings have a public comment phase, but ours is not. So there's actually no way for the public, prior to all this nonsense, there was no way for the public to comment at, for individuals to comment at a city council meeting. You had to wait until they had their committee meeting. So as Conan was saying, this guy's going to make this proposal. The mayor will then assign it to a committee.
And he will do that at the city council meeting.
At the city council meeting. It then goes to the committee meeting, which happens the following week. Now, the committee meetings are where you can speak at a meeting if you want to.
Yep.
So I presume they're allowing people to speak on these Zoom meetings. This is why I asked you when we were off the air if you'd seen any of this stuff yet, because I haven't bothered to watch it. When you speak to the council committee on a city or on one of these Zoom meetings, well, now they can't throw you out of the chamber, but they can certainly mute you, right? So, like, they can get rid of you, but if you flip the council off or you say something bad to them, it's not like they can, like, have you arrested for that, right?
They're very unlikely to...
Well, they can't do that even if it's a real meeting.
Well, I don't know. I've been threatened with arrest over stuff like that before.
They could get you a disorderly conduct or something like that if you didn't
stop.
I mean,
it wasn't to the city council. It was to a cop, and I called him a swear over the phone, and he was like, I'm going to arrest you for that. But so I don't know if they actually can do that or not. But my point was that... I think it's probably unlikely that even the committees allow for comments if they have these Zoom meetings, because that's not stopping anyone from creating a dummy Zoom account, joining the meeting, getting approved for the motion to speak or whatever, and then just blasting porn.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
So I imagine they just don't allow. I'm not saying do that, but I'm not saying don't do that either.
Charles goes on. He's quoted as saying, Counselor Charles, clearly, from what we see with all the experts, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, from what we've seen...
So therefore, your economy shouldn't go anywhere either.
From what we've seen in a lot of states and communities is that the communities that aren't adhering to social distancing and opening things up too soon are seeing a resurgence in positive cases, which is bullcrap. Florida, Texas, Georgia... It's absolute bullcrap. Georgia didn't even shut down.
Now, in order to leave, COVID-19 has to first come. Are either of you aware of how many cases of COVID-19 the municipality of Keene has had?
Very, very few.
It cannot be many.
The whole Cheshire County has very few.
New Hampshire has had very few. It's like 4,000 or something. But they haven't. But they're not testing everyone in their sister's brother either.
Well, I mean, if they're not dying of it, I don't really care if they have it.
200 people have died. Hardly anyone's been tested. It's 4,000, I believe. It's not a whole lot. And so it makes the numbers of the mortality rate look really bad, like 4% or something. Sure. And that's what everyone is using. But no one's been tested. And it's also come out, even today, that most of us have had it.
Now, who's come out with this?
CDC.
Okay, see, that sounds like something that we should.
But most people who have had corona are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms whatsoever, and they've been walking around spreading it. And I believe that this has been around since the fall, my personal belief.
Cheshire County has 44 confirmed cases.
44 confirmed
Two
cases.
Deaths.
Two, okay. And that's Cheshire County, that's not Cheshire County. That's the entire county.
So 70, almost 80,000 people.
Yeah.
You're going to shut down. You want to shut down, but at least you can't do that, so you're going to make everyone wear masks because of two deaths.
Yeah.
Two deaths.
Of 80,000 people. You guys are lunatics. Not you two.
I know.
You guys. Charles is out there. Charles and Karens. I hate you. Ah.
It's so frustrating. It really is. And I was saying this the other night. I was saying this last night that New Hampshire, I'm disappointed.
I am as well.
It's definitely not good, especially if they intend to actually fine people, as they're talking about, for not wearing these masks when they enter these businesses, and presumably fining the business owners for not requiring it of customers.
I don't think this is going to go anywhere, and I'll tell you why just in a second.
Excellent. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.